March 1st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, still and again, I call you to unitive prayer. Nothing is over or resolved in the heart of Vladimir Putin. He is testing international patience with his aggression and terror. He will set his sights on new victories in Europe if a show of credible force does not threaten him. This is not a call to war, but a call to peace. Pray that these bullying issues are resolved in Putin's heart. This is the only way to peace and security in Europe. Unitive prayer is my call to arms against this evil. Form an army of prayer within your families and amongst your friends. Never believe that this will not be enough to overcome any evil. Very often, it is the only thing that will be decisive enough to bring evil to its knees. I, your Heavenly Father, am the general of this prayer army. Make this known." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.